Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Lots of competition between the meat proteins. Back with Randy Block on that in just a moment.
Your next Superior Video Livestock Auction is Thursday, February 8th, broadcast live on Dish Network Satellite 232 and DirecTV Channel 603, as well as on SuperiorClickToBid.com, starting 8 a.m. Central Time. 20,700 head will be offered, including 5,400 yearling steers, 3,600 yearling heifers, and 9,950 weaned calves. For details on a lot may sell, or for a chance to preview the video, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior at 800-422-2117.
Lunch, madam.
Why, Charles, a chicken spinach Waldorf salad. My compliments to the chef.
It's from Brahms, madam.
Brahms?
Indeed. Brahms' new chicken spinach Waldorf salad. Delicious, actually. Seasoned grilled chicken, spinach and spring mix, cheddar cheese, strawberries, apples, raisins, roasted pecans, served with a sweet vinaigrette dressing.
Oh, how lovely, Charles. My compliments to Brahms and my condolences to the chef.
The new chicken spinach Waldorf salad, only at Brahms.
Randy Block with Cattle Facts at this last week's Cattle Industry Convention during the Cattle Facts Market Outlook Seminar said there's plenty of everything, meaning there's plenty of beef, pork, and poultry for U.S. and international consumption. Right at 98.5 billion pounds produced this last year, the projection for 2018 is for 102.2 billion pounds, and for 2019, 104 billion pounds of overall production of the three proteins. For beef producers, the question we have for Randy is, how do we differentiate ourselves versus those other proteins?
From a daily price standpoint, we're not going to compete with poultry on a daily basis. You know, that's just so much cheaper to produce that protein than what we can do in the beef industry. But the other attributes, the higher quality protein, food service, retail, that's still what people want. Beef is what's for dinner. I think when you look at the data and you look at the price spreads, it tells you how strong demand has been. We've been able to maintain much, much larger price spreads between beef and pork and beef and poultry than any of those historical parameters would have suggested. So that tells you demand is good. I think the key for all of the proteins is that the pie grows. You know, we may not have a larger market share in the beef industry, but if the pie is growing, then we all have an opportunity to grow our enterprises, and that's what where we are today.
On the idea of how big the pie is right now at the cow-calf end of the spectrum, we got the latest cattle inventory numbers. We've got a beef cow herd now, 31.7 million head. Is that pretty well, is that it? Do we have much more upside as far as the number of beef cows we really need in this day and age?
Well, Ron, I think if you'd go back and you'd listen to some of the interviews we did 3 and 4 years ago, I suggested to your listeners that we should have never dropped below 32 million beef cows. Had it not been for the devastating drought that we had earlier in this decade, we had demand to support a 31.5 to 32 million beef cow herd. We've just come back to that. We felt all along that we'd come back to about 32 million, maybe 32.5 million at the peak, and then we'd see things level out. I think we're right on target. We'll see the cow numbers peak in here in the next 12 to 24 months, but the growth rate from here is going to be much, much more slow. It'll be more precise in here. We don't have as much wiggle room with grazing capacity now that we've restocked these ranches.
And I guess what the wild card is, you know, we had that devastating drought a few years ago. Things are not exactly what we'd like to see here in the springtime of 2018.
Well, that's exactly right. You know, things are dry, and Dr. Art Douglas, who's done such a wonderful job for the beef industry for the last 40 years of forecasting these long-term trends, one thing I think we've all learned is we don't want to bet against him. He's been that good over time, and he believes we're going to stay in a pretty difficult situation in the central and southern plains region through the balance of the winter and on into the spring. So that's going to be a limiting factor as far as where we're going to be able to graze these cattle. We may have some forced movement of cattle into different regions where we have a better moisture profile, but that by itself is going to slow the herd expansion in a fairly significant manner.
Randy Block with Cattle Facts. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Oklahoma's wind industry has provided $20 billion of investment to our state. Working with our farmers and ranchers, we continue to pay landowner lease payments. We invest in local communities and schools through ad valorem taxes. We create thousands of local jobs in maintaining wind infrastructure. All of this for rural Oklahoma. Together, we can power Oklahoma and keep Oklahoma's economy strong. Tell your legislators to keep wind investing in Oklahoma.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.